Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk, a listener-supported ministry. In fact, thank you so much for being part of that support for James Dobson Family Institute.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk, a division of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If there is one thing Dr. Dobson's been known for throughout his career, it's encouraging and defending the American family. Well, today, we have a very enlightening and beneficial interview for all the moms out there, and dads too. If you love kids and want to strengthen your family, then lean in. My special guest is Hannah Keeley, a highly regarded and sought-after mom coach in America. Her work is founded on God's Word and has been featured on the 700 Club, Rachel Ray, and PBS. Hannah has a degree in psychology from Furman University and has worked as a behavioral therapist. She's a parenting expert and a board-certified life coach who combines her faith and psychology to help moms create radical transformation in their lives. Hannah is married to Blair, and together they have 7 children. Here now is part one. Hannah, a lot of things that you've accomplished, we tip the hat to you, and especially the influence you're having in the lives of moms all over the nation, around the world, really. But Hannah, if you go all the way back, I guess you would say this, there's broke and then there's broke. Take us back to how all this got started and what you were going through, mac and cheese days and the whole
thing. Wow. Wow. Do you have to take me back there, Tim? Like, oh my goodness, do I have to revisit that? But no, seriously, I mean, we don't want to experience pain in life, but sometimes when we allow God to work through that pain, I won't even say sometimes, all the time, when we allow God to work through that pain, He takes us to places more abundant, more powerful than we would ever be otherwise. And I mean, yeah, you're right. There's broke, and then there's really broke, like so broke you can't pay attention. And that's where I was. I remember there was one time I couldn't even feed my kids. Like, we literally had nothing. Like, some people say, like, oh, there's nothing to eat in the house. No, there's nothing you want to eat in the house. But literally, there was nothing in the house to eat. And I remember I was like, what am I going to do? Like, I have kids. Like, yeah, I'll go through the ringer, but I don't want my kids to go through this. And there's a knock on the door. And I'll never forget, I went there and it was my pastor, and he had a bag of Einstein bagels. And he said, my daughter just got a job at Einstein Bagels. This may sound crazy, but I have all these bagels and Holy Spirit just told me to come by here and bless you with it. I was like, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because we had something to eat. But I'm telling you, there were times, those mac and cheese days, and mac and cheese days are great, but when you're boiling macaroni and the lights turn out and you have no electricity to cook the noodles, so you have crunchy macaroni and cheese, no, those are not great days. But those days also helped me understand the struggles that a lot of moms have, and also helped me dig in and start researching the mom brain, anxiety, depression, all the things that we think are normal, but they don't have to be, and lead me to a place where I can now help other moms through that.
Hannah, when I read that story about the lights going off and you trying to talk to your kids, I had to laugh. I mean, I grew up on a farm in the middle of central Pennsylvania, and I understand a little bit of that journey you're talking about. Hannah, in it, and your writing style too, the way you communicate, it's fascinating to me. I loved it. As I was going through mom fog, it was amazing to me. But you talk openly about weight gain, depression, headaches, clutter, you name it. Everything was there. Part of going there is to identify with everyday moms who absolutely are going through the ringer. I mean, it's exhausting. My daughter Megan, Megan's got a little 2.5-year-old, and she just looks at me like, Dad, I'm absolutely exhausted. But I can't imagine times 7. Now, I will tell you this. I grew up in a home where I have 7 siblings. There are 8 of us. I have 5 sisters and 2 other brothers, so I know a little bit about what it's like to grow up in a big family.
Right, right. And it was always fun, but it was also a lot of struggle. And you're right, like your daughter talking about feeling so tired. And sometimes that tired leads to overwhelm. Sometimes that overwhelm leads to depression. And before you know it, you feel like, well, is this the life I'm going to live? Like, is this it? I remember the day it really hit for me, Tim. I was walking in my bedroom and I had a load of clean laundry. It was actually clean. Thank you, Jesus. With the full intent to fold it, but I knew I wasn't going to fold it. I was going to dump it on top of the 5 loaves that were already there, waiting to be folded. And I remember walking in my bedroom and catching a glimpse of myself. And here I was, so broke, so broken. I was so deep in debt. I was out of shape. And I just lacked life. I just saw a reflection of myself. And it was just like, what has happened? I had such big dreams for myself. And I believe God has called me to do so many wonderful things. As he says, Jesus says, I came that you may have life in abundance to the full. And I didn't have that. And so I was like, wait, if Jesus wants me to live an abundant life, why am I struggling so bad? And I just crashed on the floor right there and started crying ugly tears. Not like the pretty cry that you see in movies, like the nice little delicate cry. It was ugly. It was snot tears. You couldn't discriminate. And so at that point, things changed dramatically in my life, because I remember hearing God. I was crying out to him, God, please help me do something. And I remember hearing that voice of God say so clearly one thing to me. And he said, get up and fold your laundry. And it was at that point I realized, you know what, my strategies are not working. So I'm going to try his. And I dug into God's word like never before. And that changed my life. It really did. It set me on a path to have extraordinary results in my life.
Hannah, we're going to talk about the Mom Mastery Method. But before we go there, I want to talk about some terms up front. The name of your book is Mom Fog, and along with that, you talk about Mom Fatigue Syndrome. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What are some of the symptoms? I want everybody to kind of identify with what you're talking about here, not just, hey, moms are tired. There's something under the roof here that's really amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, you're right, Tim. There's this phenomenon, psychological phenomenon, called learned helplessness, and it's this condition where no matter what you try to do, nothing changes. So you become helpless and stop doing it. And so a lot of moms struggle with this, and they'll clean up the dishes and then they're dirty again. They clean up the living room and it's dirty. They try to work on their budget and they're in debt. All of these things they're trying to do, they don't see themselves making headway. And that is a place a lot of moms find themselves in. But here's the deal. They don't have to stay there. Things can change dramatically.
Hannah, you can actually get to a place where trying equals failing. So then why try? And the result of that is a lot of negative emotion. In your book, you wrote passivity, low self-esteem, depression, hostility, anxiety, insomnia, lack of interest in things, and more. The list goes on and on. And Hannah, it's easy to go there. I don't think people realize how easy it is to fall into that snare of learned helplessness.
Oh, that's so true. I remember talking with this mom one time, and she reached out to me and what we do here. And she said, I don't think my life will ever change. I was like, well, tell me about what's going on. She weighed 480 pounds at the time. And her words were this, Tim. She said, I know I'm just going to die like this. She had tried everything. She had tried every diet, every strategy. Nothing was working. And I said, can you just please allow us to work with you for just give us 6 months? She went on to lose over 250 pounds when she started working with the way her mind worked instead of working with her circumstances. Dramatic changes like that. Women who have been in a cluttered home that would look like they were hoarders, and they thought, I can't do anything about it. No matter what I do, no matter what I try, no matter what strategy, it always goes back to this. It's because as a man thinketh, so is he. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, and we speak and we create, and all of a sudden we're living in that and we think nothing's going to ever change. It can change. If there's a mom listening, watching, thinking this is just how my life is going to be, that's not true. God is no respecter of persons. If he can do it for one, he'll do it for you. He'll do it for every mom out there who knows there's something greater inside her than she's currently accessing.
Yeah, when you get to that place where it's like, there's something wrong, something's got to change. I have a lot of respect for people who understand that. It's the people who live in denial, who want to just bury it all and pretend like it doesn't exist. But if you've got some of that stuff inside of you that's screaming and saying, no, it's got to change, What was interesting, too, in the journey that you set us up on as you look at this mom mastery method is you talk about the difference between trying versus learning how to do it. In other words, a lot of people know what they need to do. The problem is the process of getting from A to B. Right, Hannah?
Right, right. That's the problem. And you get to this place, and moms understand this. It's that moment where you're like, no, things are going to shift today. It's that moment when the should becomes the must, when I should lose weight, or I should get my house cluttered, decluttered, or I should have a better marriage, or I should spend more time with my kids. It's that moment where like, no, I ain't playing no more. It is a must now. Things must change. But here's the deal, that can be a miraculous moment that can lead to amazing transformation if you know what to do after that decision. But here's a problem. A lot of times all the programming is so deeply entrenched in our brain, especially for moms. Like, mom brain is real. We can talk about that, but it's so deeply entrenched in the mom brain that we think, oh, that was just a moment. My life's back to how it's supposed to be. This is just what I'm designed to live. But if we can take that beautiful moment and say, this is when the rubber hits the road, this is when things change, and then we act on it. In Isaiah 43, it says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Can you not now perceive it? Mm-hmm. And will you give heed to it? I will make a way in the wilderness. I'll make streams in the deserts. Right in there lies the secret. First, we have to perceive it. Can I see the transformation? Can I see what I want for my life? Can I see it as if it's already real? Now you give heed to it. Can I speak life into it? Can I start using my words to now create my life? And now, can I walk in it? That way in the wilderness, that stream in the desert, it's not there just to look pretty. It's there to make a way for us so we can take the next step. So if you've ever found yourself, whether you're a mom or not, in that place where you're like, I can't do this for another day, harness that energy.
That's a good place to be, right?
It's a good place to be.
I wrote down the word discontent. If you have discontent in you, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's the mother invention. It changes something. Yeah. Something's got to change.
And it's changing. Now, people don't want to be in pain, but here's the deal, Tim. You know this. Pain is so powerful. We don't do anything unless we feel like doing it. Either things get too painful or the pleasure drives us forward. Well, for a mom, we don't have time for pleasure. Like, we're like just barely hanging on. If we can take that pain and say, no, 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 this is when it changes. And now we take the next step and we start moving in the way that God has said, I will make a way for you. Just take the next step.
And so all the moms are saying, get after it. Get with it. Tell us what to do. Hey, yeah. let's go to that mom brain piece that you were talking about just for a moment, because in the book, you talk about spaghetti and meatballs, I think chapter 2. And I found it fascinating. You talk about SCP people and MV people. And you're talking about moms being MVP, multivariable professionals, versus the singular focused people and the guys who usually tell us what to do versus what in the world we're living in, right?
Right, right. That's so true. Okay. So if you're a mom, most likely you're an MVP, which is the multivariable professional, which means with our career, we have got so many things going on all the time, multiple variables. So for a lot of people who develop programs and diets and decluttering things like all that, a lot of times they are singular professionals. So they're able to deal with one thing at one time. This is my lunch hour. Tell me what mom has their designated lunch hour. This is when I have my board meeting. This is when I have my client call. Like, moms, it's like it is all over the place, multiple variables pulling at us at one time. And so then we take this program or this book or this strategy. Fortunately, Dr. Dobson understands this, so he makes it very applicable. But there's a lot of things out there that moms will try to do. And it's like, why can't I succeed? There's so many great testimonials. Why is it working for me? Because it wasn't designed to work with your brain, the multiple variable professional, because we have different programming in our brain. I don't know if you've ever seen the MRIs that were done with women before and after they've had children, before and after they have actually given birth to children. But the MRI of their brain, it actually changes after they've given birth to a child, and there is a decrease of gray matter. And so here's the deal, Tim. You're like, okay, why would God, in all his love and compassion and goodness, now make me literally lose my mind when I have a baby? But it's so strategic, because I think of our brain as like this beautiful luxury handbag. Well, it can only fit so much in it. So when we become a mom, we develop this different level of cognitive ability where we're able to really open up and see more variables in our environment. It's like our focus is purposefully more expansive so that we can see potential risks for our children. Now, that's like this like extra sensory perception, this new level of cognitive ability, but moms don't credit themselves with it. All of a sudden, they're like, why can't I focus anymore? Why is it I leave my coffee on the roof of my car? Why is it I walk in a room and I don't remember what I was going for? Why is my kid talking to me and I have no idea what he just said?
You called that momnesia or something, didn't you?
Yes, it is. It's momnesia. You're like, what? Like, you think, okay, I didn't know I had ADD until after I had kids. No, you don't. Your brain has changed, but now you need to work with the way your brain is wired.
You're listening to Family Talk, a division of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, your host. Our special guest today is Hannah Keeley. She's America's mom coach and the founder of the Mom Mastery University. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. She's the best-selling author, speaker, host of the public broadcasting series, Hannah Help Me, and she's the mom of seven. Her goal in life is to equip and inspire moms for the greatest career on the earth, motherhood. Hannah, again, what a delight to have this conversation with you. In this journey, okay, so what we've done, we've set up the fact that we've got some, like, insanity going on in this whole journey of motherhood. This is a wild ride.
It is the wildest.
And in it, you have put together a program really focused on mom. It's called the Mom Mastery Method. You talk about
right. Eight
M's in this process. Let's step in that direction. What's it mean, first of all, to have massive action?
Oh, my goodness, Tim.
How do we get started? Because everybody, you have a lot of intenders, and you got a lot of pretenders out there, people who start. But this, you talk about there's no dabbling here. If you want to see real change, you've got to do something radical, right?
Yeah, you said it. You have the intenders, and you have the pretenders, but you also have the contenders. There are those people who are like, I'm going to take action, but it's not your everyday action. It is the burn the boat people. It's like, I am not leaving any options on the table. Things are going to change. Like we talked about, like you get to that moment where it's like, no, the should became the must and things must change. They're going to change today and they're going to change radically. And it's harnessing that energy and cutting off all options. Because here's the deal. If you're not sold on yourself, you're always going to be sold on the lesser version. You're always going to go back to the passivity. You're going to be like, well, I can deal with it one more day. But here's the deal. Sometimes I work with clients and I say, okay, get a good picture, because God did this for his people. He said, behold, I put before you life and death. And then he gave him the answer. Hey, dude, choose life, that you and your descendants may prosper. Like, he told them the answer. But I think we really have to look at life and death. We really have to look at those two options. If I don't do anything about my money, here's where my path is leading. If I don't do anything about my health, here's where it's leading. My home, my children, my family. We have to look down the road and we have to get a clear picture. This is where I'm headed. And if I don't want that, I got to change today. And we cut off options. If we don't, we're always going to be negotiating with life. I say, well, maybe I can today. No. The should became the must. We're on this road, the life road. We are going to do what we need to do to create a change. But I'm telling you, it's hard, Tim, especially for a mom. Yeah. It's hard when you're like, things are going
to
change.
It's hard to get unstuck.
Oh, man, it's those patterns in our mindset. You know, it's hard to get it unstuck. But I think what we need to do is we have to like scramble it up a little bit and start to do something radically different with our life.
Now, Hannah, you talk about altering your inner state. As you, quote, learn to be, you start feeling and doing accordingly. And so you get real specific. You say, listen, if we're going to have massive action, we're going to do three things. We're going to change your body, you're going to change your language, and we're going to change your focus. And I mean, you go into detail in the book Mom Fog. You say, listen, we've got to do work, and you better get after it right now. Why did you hone in on body language and focus real quick?
Because that is a way to change your state, because we are our state. Like every single moment, we are the energy that we are holding at that moment. And God understands this all through his word. We can see in Genesis 1, he showed us exactly how we create. And so it's in the beginning, we have to understand the first place is we have to start seeing it. We have to change how we're holding our bodies. We have to change what we're thinking. We have to change what we're speaking. How did God create? He spoke it into existence. And so he showed us like exactly how to create this new life. Is first the Spirit of God was hovering. Nothing was changing until God spoke. And so sometimes I think that potential, that amazing potential for that extraordinary life is just hovering over us. And at that point of decision, when we start speaking it into existence, that's when it changes. But we have to harness that power. And it's hard for a mom to understand this a lot of times because we live such crazy lives. So we make it really simple. One thing I like to do with moms is give them a snap. And this is what I mean. Every hour when I first started doing this, I would actually set an alarm on my watch to go off every single, I didn't even know what time it was. I didn't use my watch for the time. I used it for my hour snap. Cause you know how people will say snap out of it, right?
Yep.
So every hour I would hear a chime and it would remind me, okay, roll your shoulders back. Stand up straight and tall. Hold that power pose. Speak who you know you are in God's word. Speak, I am powerful. I am strong. I am mighty. I operate with clarity. I make great decisions. I'm an extraordinary mom. You speak it, and all of a sudden, everything shifts, and you're able to do the thing because we have to think the thoughts so that we can feel different. So now we start having different behavior.
Well, this concludes part one of Dr. Tim Clinton's special interview with one of America's most popular mom coaches, Hannah Keeley. Find out more about Hannah or access the entire interview when you go to drjamesdobson.org/broadcast. Friends, one final note for you. The National March for Life Day is coming up on Friday, January 21st. Make plans to get out and let your voices be heard. And remember, this is Sanctity of Human Life Month here at Family Talk. Your gift at any amount supporting our ministry will go a long way towards saving the lives of the preborn. Find out how you can support this cause at drjamesdobson.org. And here's a suggestion. How about a resource for you and your family, or maybe one for a friend or to pass along to your pastor? This month, we are offering the Standing Strong for Life 3-track CD. It's yours as our way of thanking you for your gift of any amount in support of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. So go to drjamesdobson.org/standforlife. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/standforlife. Or call us at 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Please keep standing up for every precious human life. And be sure to join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation, part two, on the topic of mom fog with our special guest, Hannah Keeley. That's coming up right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
This is James Dobson again. As we close today's program, I just want to thank so many of you out there who make this broadcast possible with your contributions. And I want to tell you how much your generosity is appreciated.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Clinton for the James Dobson Family Institute. Are you leaving a lasting and godly legacy? When you think about your family after you're gone, are you worried about them? Or are you confident they'll hold on to what you've taught them? At the Dobson Family Institute, we're committed to helping you understand the importance of passing on your faith, not only to your children, but to your children's children too. Check out drjamesdobson.org today for helpful hints, tips, and advice to help make this happen. Remember this, your legacy matters. Don't waste it.
Hey everyone, Roger Marsh here for Family Talk. Where can you go to receive support and advice for you and your family? Family Talk interacts with millions of people every day with inspiring advice and tips from Dr. James Dobson on what matters to you the most. Whether it's marriage or parenting, you can be sure our Facebook page will keep you updated with how your family can succeed. Join us each day for the latest broadcast, resources, and inspiration. Nowhere else can you hear a thought of the day from Dr. Dobson, as well as a special message before you say goodnight. Now, you can be sure that every post on our page is created with you and your family in mind. So please take the time to visit us and become part of our online community at facebook.com/Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.